And we are in our favorite home away from home in the podcast room. And, you know, it's International Podcast Day. Say hello. And here in my hand is a book I borrowed from the library, the fourth edition of Podcasting for Dummies. Oh, yes. Understand the do's and don'ts of podcasting. Produce unique content that attracts listeners. Build a studio that rivals pro podcasters. Written by T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi. Professional, wink, wink, podcasting pioneers. There is no such thing as a professional podcaster unless you live, breathe, and die by Patreon, which I'm pretty sure this book covers. And on the back cover says, as more and more people turn to podcasts for entertainment, information, and education, remember those three E's I told you about, the market for new players has never been bigger or more competitive. And with corporations and A-list celebs moving on into the action, 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 it's more important than ever to know how to stand out from the crowd. Written by two podcasting veterans, quote unquote, this book gives you everything you need to launch a podcast. Are you f***ing seriously kidding me? Do you really need to read this book? Yeah, you do. Oh yeah, we do. Get the insider info on how to produce quality audio and even video. Seriously, why do I need video? I don't need video. Keep your content fresh. Fresh. Evergreen. Fresh. Fresh. Fresh.
Find your voice. Your golden voice.
And build an audience. So who are these people? So among the highlights, you could build your own podcasting studio. We used to have one. So now we're doing our show from our bedroom. With the exception of this wonderful segment, which is being done right here in a co-working space with its own podcast room. And I can see outside how gorgeous it is. We could have done this al fresco. But developing your podcast theme, conducting great interviews, recording and editing episodes. By the way, this is going to take a chore to edit, okay? It really is going to take a chore to edit. Distributing your podcast. Adding sponsorship. Well, yeah, we're on a community radio station run by volunteers. Yeah, they won't let us do ads. So you can expand your podcast consumption. Define consumption. Just confine it. So for more on dummies, go to dummies.com for videos, blah, 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 blah. You can learn all about podcasting for publicity. Enjoying communities and tourism, podcasting in the political arena, chapter 15, podcasting for passion, chapter 16. Yeah, look at some of these chapters in this book. Yeah, things to know before you hit record. Enunciate, 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 enunciate. Theme music, intro greetings, bed music, audacity, royalty fees, graphics, FTP, and hosting. And then promoting it, promote the shit out of it on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You get the point. And finding listeners. Why do we do it? Keep the passion alive in your own podcast. Stream. It's a podcast. It's a stream. It's a podcast. I'm alive. Live. But this is a good one. You got genres, the types of podcasts, like tech podcasts, independent media podcasts, science podcasts, self-development podcasts like career development, education, career development shows like the Illumination Bureau and fellow WCRS Monday Nighter, First You Hustle, are in that category. You got personal development. You got money management. Like, there's this money management show on WMNI, which is like oldies and whatnot, on Sunday mornings. There are a couple of those shows on that station in Columbus, Ohio. Comedy podcasts, such as, I have no clue, Slice of Life podcasts. So this is interesting what it is. It offers audiences a chance to laugh at the headlines, slow down with an in-depth look at a specific topic, or offer a look of life. You know, this could be it. This could be us. This could be us, the DJBC Happy. I think it is us. It is us. It is us. It is. It is us. It is. Yes! Okay, I gotta rise back up. These chairs are low-riding chairs. gaming podcasts. I know a couple of college friends who have a gaming podcast. Podcasts of the pen. No, like, writer's talk. Writing excuses. I should probably check that one out. Geek podcasts. You know, like, oh my god, that could be us. Like, oh my god, it is us. It is, oh my god, it is us. Podcasts about podcasts. Oh my god, like this segment right here. Yeah. And every 30th of September is International Podcast Day, which, by the way, the founders have decided in 2021, they're not going to go on for 24 hours. They're going to sit back and enjoy the fruits, enjoy the labor, because they shall honor the art of podcasting. Podcasting. All right. So for more on International Podcast Day, go to their website, and that is internationalpodcastday.com, where you can learn so much about the art of podcasting and how awesome it is, and a worldwide international celebration of the art of podcasting, celebrating fellow podcasters all around the world. And it's a shame that I missed it, because I will be working all day. Was working all day. In fact, I don't think it's September 30th anymore. Oh no! I forgot! It's September 31st and I forgot it! Oh my goodness! But on their landing page, they talk about the purpose and the history of International Podcast Day, which started in 2014. And then they live streamed for like 6 years from over 100 countries featuring 350 podcasters. And so they're going to sit back and listen to other podcasts. So for more on International Podcast Day, go to internationalpodcastday.com. And Columbus, our home base, has its own podcast awards. And we just missed it again, the Columbus Podcast Awards. There are 10 different categories for local podcasts to submit. And as an incentive to vote and to tell your friends to vote for you, because we can't vote for ourselves. So for more on the podcast awards, go to ColumbusPodcastAwards.com. We've never really submitted, because you have to have at least 30 episodes published, and it has to be active. And arts, business, comedy, entertainment, entrepreneur, music, places and travel, society and culture, TV, film, other. Yep, those are the categories, the Columbus Podcast Awards, which are based right here in Columbus, Ohio. Your home for everything awesome called the DJBC Happy Hour. And it's great that International Podcast Day is the day after International Coffee Day. And if you'll excuse me, I better get a refill before the coffee is dumped into the water fountain outside. So, on behalf of our fellow podcasters everywhere, happy International Podcast Day. Raise your coffee mugs high and say cheers.
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 Yeah, cheers. Oh, yeah. All right. This has been live from our little home away from home, the Podcast Easton Room, an International Podcast Day special mini podcast on the DJBC Happy Hour on djbcadventures.tumblr.com and the DJBC Happy Hour on WCRS LP Columbus and online at WCRSFM.org every Monday night at 8 p.m., which means we're getting our asses kicked in the ratings by both Dancing with the Stars and Monday Night Football. And again, Podcasting for Dummies by T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi, quote-unquote professional podcasting pioneers. I'll believe it when I see it. And for more on Columbus Podcast Awards, go to ColumbusPodcastAwards.com. And to donate to WCRS, go to WCRSFM.org/donate.